Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us a very, very special guest this afternoon. I really want you to meet. Now, as the election, of course, is beginning to heat up here, it's certainly very obvious that George W. Bush is going to be the Republican candidate. Who will be the Democratic candidate? Well, they've tried to sell the American people on General Wesley Clark, but I guess there really are enough smart people out here not quite willing to buy a Rhodes Scholar, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who, of course, was a political general. He was appointed and over the all of his surrounding, other of his fellow officers, simply because of his Rhodes Scholarship's connections. He's part of the old boys club that really runs things behind the scenes. So they haven't been able to sell him. So now it looks like we'll have to wait and see, but it looks like John Kerry, a member of Skull and Bones, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, will represent the Democrats. We have on the other side George Bush, member of Skull and Bones. He wasn't ever invited to the Council on Foreign Relations, although his daddy was a member of the board of directors. So, but then who's going to represent our views? Because both of these people are intent upon globalism, ever more government control, a big government spending, and of course, progressive loss of freedom. Well, what's our alternative? Should we just simply go over in the corner and shrink up, or are there alternatives? And our guest today is Michael Perutka. He's an attorney from Annapolis, Maryland, and I've known him for some time. He's an honest man. He loves the Lord. He loves America, and he's running for the nomination of the Constitution Party to run in November for the presidency of the United States. And we do have an alternative. It's about time the people who control both political parties realize we don't have to play that little game if there are enough Americans who really care. Michael, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's a real pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stan. Thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have you here, and of course, I think it's important that the American people understand that you're representing a group who believes in our Constitution, unlike the people who lead both political parties, who think that the Constitution is sort of an impediment to their gross plans or grandiose plans for a new world order and a new world religion. So why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and why they should consider voting for you?
Well, I do stand for something different, Dr. Stan. Again, I thank you for letting me talk to your listeners and be with you and converse with you about these very important issues. I want to tell you that just this last weekend, I was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is not very far from where I live, a couple hours away. I live near Annapolis, Maryland, and I was in Lancaster at a conference, and I was able to speak about what an American view of law and government looks like, and what an American president, how an American president would carry out an American view, and what he would do if he followed the Constitution. And, you know, I want to tell you that I had probably, maybe 40 people. There was 500 people in the room, and of course, there wasn't time to speak with everyone, although many people were very gracious and wanted to say hello to me after my talk. But I spoke with maybe 40 people, Dr. Stan, and many of them, almost emotionally in some cases, were saying to me, you know, I just didn't realize that there was an alternative. I really just didn't realize that there was a real alternative, and I guess what they had meant was a real human being who walks and talks and speaks intelligently, that there was a real alternative to the two socialist programs, the two socialist parties that we have.
All right, hold that thought for just a moment. Socialist Party R and Socialist Party D, both heading the same direction, both in favor of big spending, big government, and, of course, taking away our freedom. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Mr. Michael Perutka, who's an attorney from Annapolis, Maryland. And Mr. Perutka is the running for the nomination of the Constitution Party. And the Constitution Party is dedicated to preserving our Constitution, or perhaps restoring our Constitution. Michael Perutka, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's an honor to be with you, and thanks for letting me be on with you. I appreciate it. Appreciate being able to talk to your folks.
Well, I think it's so very important that you, out there in the listening audience, have the opportunity to listen to people who have a different point of view. America was founded by a group of men who believed that our freedoms came from God and that governments were instituted among men to preserve those God-given rights. And that's why they wrote the Constitution as they did, to limit the power of the federal government. My goodness, wouldn't it be nice if we could limit the power of government today? What is so unique about our Constitution, Michael?
Well, what's unique is, again, rising out of that biblical worldview that our founding fathers had and that you've talked about so many times, Dr. Stan, rising out of that, they understood the nature of man. And they knew that man was a corrupt being by nature, a sinful being by nature, and they knew that man collectively was just as corrupt as man is individually. That is to say, there's nothing that makes a government, a collection of men, any more naturally just or good than any man. So what they, realizing that and taking that into consideration, they structured a government that they were careful to make sure that the powers of government were limited and enumerated, and that's the essence of our Constitution. For example, Article 1, Section 8 lists about 18 different things that the federal government has the authority to tax and spend to do. And so many of the things, Dr. Stan, that our central government, our federal government does now are not contained there. That is to say, they're constitutionally impermissible. That is to say, they're unlawful. So what makes us different, the Constitution Party, is that we recognize that and wish to return to a truly limited government. You hear people like George Bush say that they want to rein in federal spending. Well, I mean, heavens knows, the last few months George Bush's presidency, if nothing else, should convince you that that is just an illusion, just a total illusion. The Medicare bill, $400 billion, and that's just a seat of the pants estimate about what that would cost. And you know, the original Medicare program in 1965, they said it was going to cost $9 billion in 1990. Well, when 1990 came along, it cost $70 billion.
Hold that thought for just a moment there.
Sure.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Michael Perutka, and we've been talking about the Constitution. And what Michael had pointed out, that in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, they had enumerated some 18 or so specific things the federal government could do, and that's all it could do. And then, of course, in the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, they said, well, why don't you quote the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, Michael, because that's so important that people understand that this was part of the Bill of Rights. This was to be the ultimate restriction on the power of the federal government.
Well, the 10th Amendment basically says that the powers not herein granted, not granted to the federal government, are reserved to the states or the people, respectively. That is to say, if we didn't give you the power, if the people didn't give this power to the federal government, specifically, then it doesn't have the power. The power is reserved to the people or to the states. And this is like a giant stop sign, if you will. This is the states and the people saying, here's a stop sign. Federal government, you can't come past this point. Unless we give you explicitly this power, you can't assume it. And yet, despite that, and despite the clear intention of the founders and the Federalist Papers, etc., the federal government is spending... George Bush is bragging on his web page that he's spending $50 billion on education this year. Well, you pull out your Constitution and look at Article 1, Section 8, you won't find any authorization for federal involvement in education.
And, of course, traditionally, the Republicans wanted to do away with the Department of Education. That was a basic tenet of their party platform all during the Reagan years and first Bush administration and during the Clinton administration. But then when it looked like they were going to get into power, George Bush set directives to the party platform back in the year 2000 and said, do not mention closing down the Department of Education.
Right.
Why? Because they intended to expand federal control over education. They passed the Kennedy Education Bill. The Bushes passed the Kennedy Education Bill to massively expand government control over education, and although they call it No Child Left Behind, what they really meant was No Child Left Alone from federal government interference in their education, because the federal government is here to change their attitudes and values and belief, their attitude towards God, family, and country. And if they still believe in family and country and God when they've graduated, why education has failed?
Well, you're right, and this is not an education program that is designed to raise children up to be independent or to be productive members of their communities and be good family members or church members. Or this is not designed to make them independent. This is designed to do just the opposite. The federal programs, the Goals 2000, and the No Child Left Behind are designed to make children dependent on the largesse of the great welfare state. And this is you mentioned yourself. You mentioned that Teddy Kennedy actually was in favor of this bill that the Bushes passed. So that should be, if that's not a red flag for you, you're just not paying attention. This is just an incredible, the real issue here, and the real purpose, I would say, Dr. Stan, is to make your children into slaves of the New World Order. And this is not an exaggeration. It's not something that Michael Perutka is making up. These things are easily findable and researchable and documented. So much of what's going on really is documented. It's just not, it's filtered out of the mainstream media, so we don't really get honest debate about this. Years ago, Dr. Stan, I had a couple of moments with Dr. Carl Sagan. Now, he's not somebody whose theology or philosophy I would recommend to anyone, but I had a few moments alone with him, and I asked him, why don't we hear some of these things you talk about on the mainstream media? And he said, most of the mainstream media is P arguing with Q. Well, there's this vast alphabet out here from A to Z, but all of those things are filtered out, and you have this debate between P and Q. And in that respect, that's one thing I agree with Carl Sagan. In one respect, I think that is what we get from, you know, Peter Jennings and Dan Blather, et cetera. That's all we get, just that little P and Q, and we're missing the great sphere of debate.
All right, well, let's get into some really tough things. What is your position on the war in Iraq?
Well, the war in Iraq is something that is obviously not constitutional. It's not something that was declared by Congress. As a matter of fact, Congress hasn't declared war since World War II. All of these different actions we've been in have been things that have been police actions or they've been called wars, but of course they're not declared by Congress, so they're not permissible or under the Constitution either. In the very Article 1, Section 1 says that all legislative powers granted are vested in a Congress, and the power to declare war is vested in Congress. Congress can't divest it and give it over to the President, and the President can't assume it. So point number one is we have an undeclared war, so we have an illegal action, and it's very hypocritical, I think, for the United States to talk about rogue nations and rogue states when, in fact, we don't follow our own rules in declaring war. But more importantly, well, that's very important. I shouldn't say more importantly. That's very important. But also importantly is the fact that the real reasons for this war, the real underlying current here, which is not stated very publicly at all. We hear things like weapons of mass destruction, and of course we've never found them, and we hear about oil and Iraqi freedom, and none of those things are really relevant. The plans for this war were laid back in the 90s when after the Soviet Union fell and some elitist people decided that they wanted to use this time in history when America was the only superpower to project America's military authority all around the world. The Middle East was one of the prime targets. And if people want to learn more about this, they can go to something called the Project for the New American Century, which is a plan and a proposal signed off on by Dick Cheney, who's the Vice President of the United States right now, Donald Rumsfeld, who's the Secretary of Defense, Paul Wolfowitz, who is a high government official in the Defense Department, and others who planned this even before George Bush was elected. This is a New World Order plan that was put into effect and put into motion even before George Bush was elected president. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not about the Iraqi people's freedom. It's not about oil. It's not about weapons of mass destruction. It's not even about Saddam Hussein. It's about America having a permanent standing army military presence in the Middle East.
And, of course, that was the newamericancentury.org website, newamericancentury.org. I think everybody should certainly read that. Now, how do you feel about this move towards globalization, which involves the transfer of America's industries to other countries, the transfer now of American jobs to other countries, and the progressive lowering of the standards of the average American? Here in California, a fascinating article just 2 days ago pointed out that if you lost your job in California when the bubble burst, why, you got another job, on average, you got a 40% lower salary. Now, nationwide, it's about a 20% lower salary. Here in California, it's a 40% lower salary. And it looks like as if there is a plan program to impoverish the American people, to transfer our wealth to other countries, and to lower the living standards of the American people. How do you feel about that? Is that a possibility? Is this what's really happening? And if you were the president, how would you address this?
Well, Dr. Stan, this is a very, very difficult thing for people to accept. When one first hears this as a loyal and good American citizen, one does not want to accept the fact, doesn't want to even hear the fact, that the possibility exists that men and women who are in positions of power in America are actually not American in the sense of having an allegiance to the United States of America and its interests. We have in charge in our country many people who are devoted to the United Nations, to a globalist understanding, to a new world order kind of mentality, where they see themselves not as citizens of the United States and not as loyal to the United States and not devoted to the sovereignty of the United States, but to something very, very different. That's hard for us to think about as American citizens, but it's high time, beyond it rather, when we wake up to these facts and realize that we have people. You mentioned the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations has published many papers and publish many positions that are anti-American, that are in the sense that they favor global power, they favor one world government and world power, not United States sovereignty. So we have the situation where our leaders want our country's standard of living to go down. They want that to occur, and when you see this immigration policy of President Bush, where he wants to legalize 8 to 10 million people who have broken into our country, and they're here illegally, and he wants to make them temporary workers, which is a step toward just totally legalizing the whole illegal venture, you have to, even Pat Buchanan called this a massive reward for illegality. You have to start to connect these dots, and I think thinking people do begin to connect the dots and realize that we've got to make a major change. And so many people, Dr. Stan, as going back to my earlier statement, so many people think we don't have an alternative. Well, you know, I'm willing to stand up along with others and say, yes, we do, and I will, if I'm elected president, stop this decline of American sovereignty. I will act as an American president. That is to say, I will take measures that will ensure American sovereignty in the spirit of our founding fathers. George Washington, of course, said that we should beware of costly entanglements in other nations' ventures, and we should. We need to close America's borders, protect America's borders, and care about America's standard of living, America's economy, and Americans' welfare.
Well, I certainly couldn't agree with you more. And when we get back, of course, I want to ask you a couple of difficult, very, very difficult questions that deal, of course, with domestic policy and what can be done, say what the federal government can do to help the health care of the American people, what the American government can do to improve education. I'm talking now about the federal government. So I'll ponder on those questions. And then when we get back, why we'll ask Mr. Prutka his views on that. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
you believe that there is an organized effort to dumb down children all across America? As we see falling SAT scores, it's very easy to say, well, gee, we need to just spend more money, that'll solve our problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that won't solve the problem at all, because there is an organized program within the hierarchy of education to dumb down our children intentionally. Outcome-based education is a fascinating book written by Pamela Hobbs Hopker and Pat Lutzik, going into the background of the program of the humanists who gained control of the educational establishment of the United States to change the attitude of our children, to change their attitude towards God and family and country. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for outcome-based education. Once you understand what they're doing to your children, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. By the time you reach the retirement years, the average American will be taking 7 different prescription medications. Wouldn't it be nice to stay healthy and avoid taking all those pills? One unusual molecule has been shown to be effective in maintaining health, allicin, the active ingredient in fresh garlic. You won't find much allicin in regular store-bought garlic pills, but you will in Alimax, the only 100% pure allicin garlic extract now being imported from Britain. Call 866-405-4000 to learn more about Alimax. That's 866-405-4000. Alimax.
All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to mention some of the things we carry here. We have, of course, the Berkey filters, water filters, and you know a lot of people are spending a lot of money on bottled water. And why not just, of course, make your own bottled water? Run the water through either the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light. Now, the Big Berkey's made of stainless steel, has ceramic filters packed with activated charcoal, and you can activate those over and over again, boiling the filters, brushing them off, cleaning them up, and they'll last for a very long time. The Berkey Light is less expensive. The Big Berkey is $239.95. Berkey Light's $199.95. Both have $10 for shipping. Both about the same size. But the Berkey Light is made of Lexan, so you can see the water level. The Big Berkey filters are much more efficient. We call them water purifiers rather than water filters. They have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years, depending on how much use they have. Both of the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light can have post-filters that'll take the fluoride out. And if you're in an area with fluoridated water, don't drink that. Get a Big Berkey or a Berkey Light water filter. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we also have the Phonopoly sets. And Phonopoly is designed to teach you and your children and grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And, of course, most of these programs are $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. This program is $139.95, and we throw in a couple of books to help you and your children learn why children can't read. They can't read because it was part of a planned program to dumb down the American people so they would not object as we move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion. Well, Phonopoly is a wonderful means of changing a child's life in about 16 hours, playing this game, and it's played very much like Monopoly, playing the game why the child begins to learn. It even begins to get the brain functioning differently. And, of course, the Phonopoly is available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can see it there. Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this afternoon is Michael Perutka. And Michael, of course, is running for the nomination of the Constitution Party, and he hopes, of course, to be running for the president in November of this year, and to get on as many state ballots as possible. And of course, a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, of course, you can't do anything. After all, we've got two political parties. Let me ask you the first question before we get to the two questions I said I was going to ask, and that was, what can the federal government do to improve health care for the average American? What can the federal government do to improve education for our children? But let me point out the fact that we're going to be told in November, oh, well, we can't let the Democrats get in there because whoever is the president is going to appoint the Supreme Court nominees. And if the Democrats get in, we're never going to get a good Supreme Court justice. So we've got to go elect the Republicans. Maybe we don't believe in everything that they've done, but certainly we don't want John Kerry, if he's going to be the nominee, selecting our Supreme Court nominees, or we're never going to be able to get people on that Supreme Court that, of course, stop eroding our freedom. So how would you respond to this idea? We have to get the Republican in, or the Democrats will appoint the Supreme Court justices.
Well, let me, Dr. Stan, I've had this question many times, and I'm smiling when you're asking this question, because it's something that we have to deal with all the time. And what people need to understand really are two things. Number one, you're far worse off if you say, that I might siphon some votes from a Republican and a Democrat might get in. You're far worse off with a Republican than you are with a Democrat, and there's legion of information that'll show that. And one thing I would just tell you, you mentioned earlier about this, about the meddling, the federal meddling in education. The federal government has no role in education, and as recently as 1996, the Republican Party platform said they were going to abolish the Department of Education. As you correctly point out, once they got into power, they thought they were going to get into power. Well, that's all under the covers now, and we're going to increase education spending. President Bush brags on his website that he's tripled the federal budget, and he is. There's far more unconstitutional things going on under the Republicans than there were under the Democrats. There's far more travesty of American government under the Republicans. The Republicans are far more dangerous to a conservative agenda because they fly a false flag. You think they're on your side, and they're not. It's much easier to fight with the enemy that you can see. Many of the things that George Bush has put through, like this Medicare bill and the increased spending on education, which are unconstitutional and extremely expensive boondoggles, were things that Clinton could only have dreamed of. The Democrats couldn't get this through, but once with the Republican Congress and a Republican president, this big government hasn't stopped or slowed down. I mean, if the Medicare bill didn't burst your bubble about the Republicans not being serious about reducing the size of government, then your bubble's never going to be burst. You're going to go on forever. If you haven't, you know, woken up and smelled the coffee when you see this immigration, quote-unquote immigration reform, which is a dangerous thing to do here in America, to take 10 million illegal people and call them legal. The rank and file of people in America are very upset, as they should be, about such a thing, and they are looking for an alternative, and we hope people will go to our website, Dr. Stan, if I could give that.
You go right ahead.
Perutka2004.com. I'm going to spell that. It's Perutka 2004.com. Perutka2004.com. If you'll go there to that website, you'll see that our campaign themes are that we need to, number one, honor God. Number two, we need to defend the family. And number three, we need to restore the republic. Now, there's a wealth that we could say about all three of those things, but again, we need to honor God, we need to defend the family, not attack the family with unconscionable taxes and programs that seek to rip the family apart. And we need to restore the republic. We have to understand that we are not a democracy. We are self-consciously not a democracy. As you've quoted before, Dr. Stan, James Madison said, democracies have ever been turbulent and chaotic affairs, and they're as short-lived in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. They result in attacks on personal property, etc. They're very dangerous things. Our forefathers were very careful not to have a democracy, and yet Howard Dean, John Kerry, President Bush, they all talk about our democracy. And ladies and gentlemen, if they don't have the form of government right, I think it should be a red flag to you that they don't deserve your precious vote if they're not even able to understand the form of government that we have in America. I think that's civics 101 that they fail.
Well, let me just point out that the question, what about the Supreme Court justices? We don't want the Democrats appointing them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, seven of our current Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republican Democrats, by Republican presidents. All I can say is I don't think the Democrats could do any worse than the Republicans have done. We'll be right back here in just a moment or two with Mike Perutka. I'll ask Doug to hold on until we get through the break. And also, of course, if you'd like to call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee Study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing Tuskegee Study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited, and they had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated, they were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me tell you about a couple of things we have. Those of you who heard our program yesterday with Lloyd Carpenter and his book and his video, The Face on the Floor of the Ocean. I thought that was an exciting program, and we're going to be carrying both the book and the video here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, is there really a face on the bottom of the ocean? And, of course, you remember, of course, in the opening words of Genesis about God's face in the deep? Well, when you see these maps, and I first interviewed Lloyd maybe 3 years ago, and I was the first radio interview he'd ever done. And he's done a lot since then, does a very good job, but his book is very, very thought-provoking. Has God given us a sign? I can only ask you to get the book and get the video and study it, but God works in strange ways that mankind can never possibly understand. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, ask for the book or the video or both of them, The Face on the Floor of the Ocean. And then, of course, we also want to mention my video, Iraq, the Untold Story. Because if you have children, they're going to be drafted sooner or later to be sent off to fight in foreign wars. And before you let them go off to die someplace, you really ought to understand what the wars of the last century were really all about. None of them were fought for the reasons that the American people were allowed to know. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 to order Iraq, the Untold Story, and you can get the book. Or you can get the video. The book is a syllabus, and it contains all sorts of original documents, many that nobody has ever seen before. Newspaper articles going into the background of how the Japanese kept trying to surrender, and we wouldn't allow them to surrender, and the invasion of Okinawa and Iwo Jima and the dropping of the bombs were unnecessary. You need to have the original documents, and then, of course, understand why we're in Iraq today. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, Iraq, the Untold Story. Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is Michael Perutka, who is, of course, the Constitution Party. We hope he's going to be the nominee, or he hopes to be the nominee. And let's go to Doug, who's calling in from Florida. Hi, Doug. Did you have a question or comment?
I have a question. Thank you very much. Something that's kind of been passing my mind quite a bit, the idea that politicians a lot of times go to Washington, and they sometimes come back beaten. They sometimes seem to change, and they do this metamorphosis into something else, and occasionally some people think that they even end up getting assassinated. And I'm wondering if you've given any thought to that kind of what can happen to them and how you would deal with it.
Well, did you get the question there?
I think so. I think the real question is the assassination part of it.
it's the whole thing, as I put it. Sure. It wasn't just one thing.
I think okay. A lot of people go. He says a lot of people go to Washington D.C. and they seem to change when they get to Washington D.C. They seem to change their values and the things that they hold to be important.
Sure. Well, let me deal with that part first. And I didn't mean to be coy with my first response there, Doug. I don't plan to change in this respect at all. And let me give it go a little deeper than just to say, well, I don't plan to have a metamorphosis. But I think what's not extant in Washington right now is an American understanding of law and government. And as I said, our first campaign theme is to honor God. You know what I believe in an eternal system of rewards and punishments, just like our founding fathers did. That is to say. You know, if Doug, if I asked you for my vote, if I asked you to vote for me, and I said you could trust me that I'm going to carry out your wishes, or I'm going to carry out my promises when I get to Washington, on what basis would it be that you would trust me? Because I have a pretty face, because I wear nice suits, it would seem to me that the only basis on which you would really have any foundation to trust me is because you are convicted that I am going to stand before my Maker. That is to say, I have an understanding and a conviction of a system of eternal rewards and punishments. I believe that I am going to be accountable before my God. So the very first thing that I think that we need to understand in America, America was founded on the presupposition of a creator God and that we owe an accountability to him. So if you're not convicted that I have that kind of understanding, and you shouldn't vote for me, and you shouldn't vote for anyone who doesn't feel that way, then that really is the basis on which I would not change. Because it wouldn't matter whether I lied to Doug, because I can't lie to God. So that's really point one. With respect to being worried that I might, you know, meet up with higher, with not higher powers, but stronger powers who might want to take me out, I think about Stonewall Jackson's statement when he said that the time of his departure from this earth was already predetermined by God, and that is and that's why he said, I'm as safe on the battlefield as I am in bed. And I firmly believe that it's our duty to do our duty, and the consequences are, again, up to our divine Maker. We need to press ahead and do what we believe his will for us is. And the consequences are his. I think actually it was John Quincy Adams that said, duty is ours, consequences are God's. And I believe that wholeheartedly.
That's a wonderful answer. I just lost my
Okay, anything else, Doug?
You can call back if you want to.
Okay, let's go to Larry, who's calling in from Arizona. Hi, Larry, how are you?
I'm fine, Dr. Stan. Thanks for accepting my call. And I'd like to ask you guys a question, if I may.
Go right ahead.
Mr. Peruka, I'd like to know, what is the difference between your party and the Libertarian Party, especially concerning, I understand the Libertarian Party is for decriminalizing drugs, and I want to know what your stand is on that.
All right, fine. So the question is, what is the difference between your party or your position and the Libertarian position? And the Libertarians, of course, want to legalize drugs. So, well, first of all, what's the difference in the party platform between the Constitutional Party and the Libertarian Party?
Okay, thank you. Fundamentally, without going on to at great length, fundamentally, I think that the Libertarian Party's position would be that that government does not belong to does not is not allowed to interfere with it, with personal freedoms, and it really is a matter of the standard that would be applied that by the Constitution Party. The Constitution Party, like our founding fathers, would stand on the ground that again that we are endowed by our Creator with rights, and the purpose of government is to secure those God-given rights. And it would really be an answerable, the Constitution Party would be see the government as answerable to a higher moral law, and that the sovereignty is really in God, not in the individual person. So I think on a lot of issues, the Libertarian Party and the Constitution Party would come out the same way with respect to this, and I think that they would have, I know in the state of Maryland here, I have supported Libertarian candidates in the past who were running for office in Maryland, and I have helped them to various extents. So I have found myself on the same side of very many issues as the Libertarian contingent. However, I would disagree as to the, I don't believe sovereignty rests in the individual. I believe it rests in God alone, that we are his creatures and accountable to him, and that government needs to reflect that understanding. With respect to your other question had to do with a war on drugs, I don't think the federal government has any business in the war on drugs. It's not something that's, again, mandated by our Article 1, Section 8, something for which the Congress can tax and spend money. I believe it is a state and a local issue, and I very well might side with libertarians with respect to some of those issues, but ultimately, I'm not in favor of, you know, I don't take drugs, nor I'm in favor of taking drugs. But I believe that that's not, from the standpoint of the President of the United States, it's not a federal issue, and the war on drugs that's existed in the federal government for many, many years now is a giant boondoggle, and it's only ostensibly a war on drugs. It really has helped the drugs, the drug problem to keep existing.
All right, Larry, anything else you want to add?
Yes, well, I appreciate the answer, and I like what I'm hearing from the candidate. It's nice to know that there is a real choice out there.
Okay, look, thanks very much, Larry.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you very much.
Let's go to Jerry, who's calling from Tennessee, and our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So, Jerry, did you have a question or comment?
I have a comment to make. The problem, I think, that we have in America is that we just don't have any courage. We've got to identify what the problem is before we come to the solution.
All right, fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
A statement, sir.
Right.
The problem is the international Zionist conspiracy.
All right.
You're going to hang up.
We're not going to get off onto that. The problem is that there's some people who spend all their time hating certain racial groups, and they don't address the problem. So let's get back to where we were talking about some of the real problems facing America today. And certainly, we are facing a massive deficit. It's estimated that the deficit will be about $446 billion this year. That's what they'll acknowledge. I think it's probably going to be a lot more than that. But what are we going to do about this massive deficit spending, and what impact will this have upon the future of our children and the future of this nation if we continue running these massive deficits?
Dr. Stan, we are so used to talking in billions and trillions that it almost doesn't mean anything anymore, but I'm going to tell you, it is very, very real. When we talk about a billion seconds, I read this just the other day, it said a billion seconds ago, it was 1959, okay? A billion minutes ago, Jesus Christ was walking on the earth. $1 billion ago was only this morning to the federal government. It was only 8 hours and 14 minutes ago, or something like that. We have these huge expenditures, and they have no idea what they're doing. We Americans have been for just too complacent for too long with respect to leaving our finances and our economy in the hands of people who really do not care about the future. They've spent all our money, and they spent all our children's money, and now they're well into spending your grandchildren's money. And the only way they'll ever get this back, the only way they'll ever survive, is to overtax you and your children and your grandchildren and into your great-grandchildren. And, you know, it is so massive and so horrible. You know, Dr. Stan, if you and I and all of your listeners got together and we all threw in all the money we had, if we were able, through some grace of God, to get together $6 trillion, $7 trillion, and we took up a collection and gave it to the federal government, the federal government would then be broke. It is $7 trillion, between $6 and $7 trillion in debt. Why would you trust any more of your hard-earned money? When you hear people like Kerry and Gephardt when he was in Iowa, and Dean, and they say, I'm going to give you all health insurance. From where? From where is this health insurance going to come? It's coming from your great-grandchildren, because as I said, they've already bankrupted you and me and the couple generations past us. So I'm sorry to just give an overview like that, but we need to step back and see how bad this is. The federal government has to stop thinking that it is God, and we have to stop thinking that it is God, and that all praise and glory and all power and majesty and all things, all welfare, comes from the state. It does not. These programs are failed programs. Socialism has failed in all these other countries, and we are just calling it democracy here. And we've just got to stop that. We actually can fund the federal government, Dr. Stan. We can fund the federal government with no income tax, if we reduce government spending to its constitutional limits.
And I think that's really such an important precept, is that most of what the government is doing is illegal, and we have elected representatives who are sworn to uphold the Constitution, and then they go to Washington, D.C., and they violate the oath they've sworn, and they vote for legislation that is not authorized by the Constitution itself.
Well, I had this awakening myself personally years ago. I don't tell everybody this, Dr. Stan. It's a deep, dark secret of mine. But when I first got out of college, while I was in law school, I worked for the federal government. I worked for the Health, Education, and Welfare Department, and I worked in the Medicare program. And it dawned on me after a while, once I started to learn about the Constitution, and by the way, I wasn't taught it very well in law school, but once I started to learn about it, I realized that none of the things I was working on were permissible. And in that sense, I was part of a giant criminal enterprise. But it just happened to be called the Department of Health and Human Services at that time. But that's the kind of awakening I had. And I thank God for that, and I thank others who brought me to that understanding. And I really pray for America, that America finally understands that she has been deceived, that people have been have had their not only their wealth, but their children and their children's children's wealth stolen by an out-of-control bureaucracy that is not just out of control, but unauthorized.
One of the big things that really concerns me is the Social Security system, because we're in a situation where now we're suddenly going to have the baby boomers coming to retire in this next few years, and they're really large numbers of them, of course, going to quit paying into Social Security and are going to start withdrawing Social Security, and then, of course, Medicare. And Paul O'Neill, the Secretary of the Treasury, had commissioned a study when he was there, a couple of scientists to go through and look at what was happening. They said that we're looking at a $44 trillion deficit in Social Security and Medicare spending, that there is no money to spend it to pay this off, that if they were going to meet the obligations we've already acknowledged, we're going to have to increase taxes to about, federal taxes to about 60%. And what are we going to do with these obligations that we have? And there is no way to meet them.
Well, there really is no way to meet them, and it's a time bomb that's ticking, and they talk about these Social Security trust funds as if they're real money and there's a real bank account and there's real gold somewhere that's being placed away in trust for the American people when they retire, when they come to retirement age. And, of course, nothing like that exists. It's been stolen from the trust fund. That is to say, an IOU has been placed in one pocket and the money moved to another pocket, and then that pocket has been used to spend for the largesse of the welfare state. So it does not exist. The only way it will ever exist is taxation from the young people coming up in America, and there's just not enough of them to make this system solvent. We have to get off of the Social Security system. Social Security was a Ponzi scheme from the beginning, and all Ponzi schemes end someday, and they end horribly. We have to establish a plan by which we can end this one in as least cataclysmic way as possible, but the people of America have to understand that they have been deceived, and many of the men who planned this deception are now dead and buried and off to their reward or punishment. But there are others who exist today who are hoping that this scheme can just continue and continue until they get their way and then they get out of the way. So the American people need to face up to the fact that socialism doesn't work and Social Security is a failed scheme, and we've got to privatize these retirement plans as quickly as possible and get our way out of this as quickly as possible. It's not something that was ever designed that any reasonable person could ever hope would work in the long term.
Well, one of the problems we face today is the healthcare crisis. And I was just in the hospital for a total hip operation. I haven't seen the bill, but I could suspect it's $50,000, $60,000 now. Fortunately, Medicare is going to pick up that the tab for almost all of that. But, of course, the question is, how can we possibly afford that? The deficits in Medicare are just astronomical. And, of course, the nurses, when I was in the hospital, had to spend so much time filling out all the government paperwork, or the paperwork required by the government, they didn't have much time for taking care of me as a patient. I got one bath in about 5 days, and in the middle of the night when people needed something, the lady in the next door room is screaming and frightened, and nobody will answer a buzzer, and I'm buzzing to try to get somebody to help her. And what we've done is we've created a monster. We used to have the most wonderful healthcare system in the world before the government got involved. What are we going to do about the mess we have now?
Well, without going into specifics, Dr. Stan, it's a complicated issue. But, of course, the ultimate issue is that the government will never make that better. The federal government will never make healthcare better. Its involvement has never made healthcare better. Short-term, long-term, it never has worked, and it won't work. And, you know, I come back to this all the time, and when I'm asked questions, Dr. Stan, we're not going to do it well if we're not going to do it constitutionally. If we're not going to do it by the rules, there's no way we're going to do it well. It's not going to have a good outcome. And whether it's the Medicare system, the health care system, education, et cetera, if we're not going to do it constitutionally, we're not going to do it right. And the Constitution Party, Michael Anthony Perucca, are pledged, if the people of America will give us their support and give us their confidence, give us their trust, and give us their vote, that we will attack these issues from a constitutional standpoint and from a righteous approach to these things. We need to undo many, many years of illegal activities on the part of the central government.
Can people donate to your campaign on your website?
Yes, they can. They could go to our website again, perutka2004.com, and please let me spell it for people. It's a hard name. It's a Czechoslovakian name, but I'm also Irish. It's P-E-R-O-U-T-K-A, P-E-R-O-U-T-K-A 2004.com.
God bless you. Thanks so very much, Michael.
Thank you. He has.
Bye-bye.
That will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, Ode to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we wanted to just tell you about a few of the other items that we carry that we hope that many of you will be interested in. One of those is the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims about them, but we will tell you that many of the people who utilize the Miracle 2 products swear by them, and many of them tell me that they create miracles. And I can tell you I've used the moisturizing soap myself, and it's helped a rash that I had. Certainly, Joyce Riley gives this to a lot of veterans. It helps their rashes. People call us and tell us it helps their rashes, their acne. And, of course, there's a gel, there's a lotion, there's a soap, there's a moisturizing soap, a neutralizer. Why not call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to order an introductory set of these various products, go to our website and look them up. They're Miracle 2 soap products. But give us a call right now. And then, of course, we want to also mention that some of the 4 tape sets we have and some of the specials we have. We have a special on the Kennedy assassination. We have a special on Vietnam. We have a special on what really happened in Oklahoma City. We have a special on the pagan agenda. And these usually are tape sets. They are videos. They're books. And we actually try to bundle these things together with maybe a value of $75 or $85 or $95. All of our specials are $69.95. And we pay the postage on them. And this is a vehicle we have of getting you to get the information you need to know what's going on. We have a 3 tape set. It's called Amazing Clips, and you really need to see it. It's got certainly pictures of the concentration camps in it. It's got you'll actually hear the congressman talking about the concentration camps that we're going to put people in case of a war. Call 1-800-5 and ask for the Amazing Clips. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when, of course, we have to remind our listeners Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there across America will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family and help us. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then if we hope that you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs every day, 5 hours a day on the internet, live programs on this network and on the American News American Freedom Network, and then on the Radio Liberty Network. And there are links from the www.radioliberty.com telling you how to get to the other networks. And then you can pull down our newsletters, and your job is to tell other people about our website and what's going on so they can get educated. Then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to support our effort. We're planning on going our evening program, which is 8 to 10 Pacific time, put that on shortwave as well, so that we can reach people all across the West. And, of course, the shortwave we do at this time doesn't reach the West Coast well, but this 8 to 10 slot will be excellent, 8 to 10 on the Pacific Coast, 9 to 11 in the mountain time, and 10 to 12 central time. So if you, that'll be on the same shortwave, 5.745 megahertz. If you don't already have shortwave set, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll tell you which shortwave set we recommend. Whatever shortwave you get, whether you get it at Radio Shack or elsewhere, get yourself an extra about 100-foot aerial or 50-foot aerial and make all the difference in reception. But we need, and we have the unique opportunity to reach people across America by shortwave. And that was our evening program, 8 to 10, here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, it'll be heard on 5.745 megahertz. That's exactly the same station. And we hope that you'll get other people listening so that we can begin to get them educated and understanding the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the information that Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly and Dan Rather are paid so much not to reveal but to conceal from the American people. So again, remember, starting on Monday, our evening program, now on shortwave as well as this program, we'll do 4 hours of shortwave a day, 5 hours of internet, and you can help us telling others about our programs. And then, of course, we want you to think about very definitely getting our new video. It's called Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, the story of what's really going on and the imminent World War III. We want you, of course, to get the video Diaprax in the Church, the story of the church growth movement. And we have a 4-tape set on that as well. And if you get either the video by Dr. Robert Klink or the 4-tape set, you'll get the material from Barrett Schoss. Barrett Schoss has done an excellent analysis of this whole concept of the purpose-driven life, the purpose-driven church. And you need to understand it's all based upon manipulation of the individual. Religion is supposed to lead us by the Holy Spirit, and this is not what's happening. It is a corporate management technique by a group of people who are communitarians, acknowledged to be communitarians, who have a different vision of what the world should be, and they're going to use the church to change us. The video is Diaprax in the Church. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR to order it. You should get our 4-tape set on The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, our 4-tape set on The Secret Government, or secret societies. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. And of course, you can get that by itself or with a video and audio tape and the Brotherhood of Darkness special. And of course, this goes into the spiritual battle and who really is running the world today. And I will tell you that when people read the book and watch the video, their whole world changes. And we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers. But please remember to pray for Radio Liberty. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Our freedom, our future, our families are in jeopardy. And finally, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, we'll be with you again. Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.